From Ephesians and John's Gospel, God is planning something big before we even knew it. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes to us in the text, but first the letter praises God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our text claims God has made a plan for us even before we were born. Paul is informing the church in Ephesus of God's bigger plan for his creation. God not only loves, protects, and shows us his amazing grace that forgives our sins and buys us back, but that God intends to gather all things to himself. God's love for God's creation is greater than our ability to fail. That is correct. God loves us so much, God is willing to do whatever it takes to bring us back to him. Paul tells us God's plan works through Jesus. In love, healing, wisdom, and welcoming, God's creation works. It is in Jesus we see these things, and we, as disciples of Christ, learn to love, welcome, and share the good news of Christ with all nations. Telling the story of how God comes to us in Christ Jesus to suffer, to die, to conquer death, and be raised from the grave just to bring us back to him, so we are without sin any longer. In God's actions, we have received the grace that frees us. God seeks us and finds us in our broken, hurting, and lost selves. It has always been God's plan to gather all creation back to God's loving arms. Paul praises God because God is worthy of our praise. John tells us in the 14th chapter, not to be troubled because Jesus said he will send an advocate. The Holy Spirit will come and teach us all the things Jesus had commanded. And John says, Jesus leaves his peace with us, and the peace of God will be with us. Jesus gives us peace by telling us not to be troubled, but to live in peace. Jesus also gives us hope in God's salvation. Jesus, the open gate, shows us the way of God's righteousness and peace. Peace be with you in the open gate of Jesus Christ, God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Let us continue to give him all glory and praise, for he is worthy and brings us peace and life in the open gate of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.